It is Monday night. Welcome to Fungeons and Flagons. It is your moderator, Maud Garrett, here running the ship as shit goes down. We are live for the very first time doing this show. This is not pre-recorded. There are no edits. We are live from 6 p.m. Monday night every single night. We are on Twitch and YouTube. And that face is, we're not supposed to be, so don't tell anyone. But if you are watching on YouTube, jump on over to Twitch if you want. We've got brand new emotes. It's really cool. And chat's already going off. Fantastic. If you haven't subscribed to YouTube or jumped over on the Twitch for a sub, that would be amazing. We'll be reading those out at the end of the show. What's really cool about this season of Fungeons and Flagons is that it can only happen because of our Patreon backers. And we added two new tiers this year. We have the Adventurers Pass, and they have been assisting on ways to impact the story, and the DM pass holders, and they help brainstorm each episode. And they also have been granted something that we've never done before, and that is a re-roll. So should our players roll either really badly or really well, these pass holders can offer a re-roll. If you do have those, we've got 14 people with 14 re-rolls. No one used any last episode. What's wrong with you? Make sure you have a whisper to at Spectrum Gay Mess. That is Caitlin. She'll ping me to let me know who you are trying to re-roll and what for, so we can get that happening. I've got my little earpiece with Caitlin on right now. If you do want to get involved in either of those passes, head over to patreon.com/geekbomb. And because the DM holders have done such an amazing job, I just want to personally thank Justin, Michelle, Herky, the Void Sorcerer, Mr. Pirate Dancer, Cordero, who is Zombie Squirrel, Nathan, Caitlin, aka Spectrum Gay Mess, Alex, Little Weird Guy, who is Terry, DVK Joe, Adam Toulos, Seb_X, DKTE, Marco asked for seconds, Jimmy Sprinkles, Thierry, and Isaac, who is, I've just realized, GB-Link, so like Geek Bomb Link, but I have been saying Jablink this whole time, and it's so much better, let's be real. So thank you again for all of your support. Remember, use your rerolls. You may have also listened to a brand new intro. This music was orchestrated just for us. A guy called John Daly, big shout out, has made this specifically for Fungeons. You can check out his SoundCloud if you look up John Daly. And we've got art, fan art that happens. We have a Fungeons subreddit, and you guys have been submitting your fan art there. Let's look through some of them. User Valia or Vala 30 has made one of Hector's precarious situation from last week. Thank you so much for the blue duck. We've got one from at Videotron, who had an absolute blast with Depeche Nephil. So did like a full-on breakdown of Steve Zaragoza and Jeremy Azevedo's combined character, Depeche Nephil. Just don't ask him to spell it, will you? And Nathan Swap, who doesn't usually draw at all, but really wanted to make a point here. He really wants to see Elaine in Lederhosen, so much so that the graph paper came out and he demonstrated what it could look like if Terry, our artist, would like to jump on board for that. Speaking of, he is doing our recap art every single week. He's done the brand new moderator, which you can see right there. He made a little Zelzel. He's done all our character art and recap images. If you want to follow him, he's on Instagram. You can find him at Terry Trin, T-R-I-N-H. Art on Instagram. I'd like to welcome back the series regular, as well as a new face for this particular episode. Kate Welsh, the designer at Secret Door / Dreamhaven, is here. Hector is in detention. Elaine is not happening. So I would like to introduce Christina Ariel. Christina, Kate, ladies, how you going?
Hi.
Wait, Christina, have you been on the show before?
No.
Oh, I thought you said that there was a regular and a new person, and I just assumed. I was excited. Well, welcome. Welcome to this stupid show.
Hey, you're the regular.
I'm the regular. Oh, I'm the regular.
You've been here every episode of the season.
Oh.
Stupid show. Here we go.
I'm not going to make a Fiber One joke.
Thank you. Thank you for your resistance. If you guys don't know Christine Ariel, she's a massive tabletop gamer. She was the tabletop ambassador for PAX 2019. She's on, we've established 4 or 5 different shows at the moment. If you do want to follow her and everything she's been doing, at Christina Ariel, and she's been posting a bunch, and she's fantastic and she's good value. So I can't recommend, glowing recommendations to follow her along there. But let's actually have a little recap and talk through what happened previously on Fungeons and Flagons. With a new flying mount at their disposal, the not-so-dynamic duo, let's be honest here, took Lamps, the slightly less depressed, now that it's got a sneaky, snaky friend, Griffin, out for a test fly. A conjured storm appeared, swooping them into a new direction, landing on the not-so-nearby coastline with a dilapidated tower nearby. It was here that they met Lydia, a slightly disturbed woman with a dark secret. Her entire family and the tower's occupants had been cursed. They were trapped inside framed portraits which lined the walls of the tower. Lydia had been on her own for decades, trying to figure out how to reverse this curse. Turns out, she just needed help. First, to get into her father's vault to retrieve the family staff. Second, to charge it, and then to use it. The trio struggled with trying to power the runes in the staff. It required a surge of power, the very power hidden within Brumhild and Elaine, and in fact, all the students at the academy. Set off by extreme emotions, it took the slewing of insults to try and surge. But unfortunately for Elaine, he's being played by Hector Navarro, who rolled so fucking poorly. He turned into a giant duck. He got a close-up into the camera, which was uncomfortable for everyone. But don't worry, a kiss from Lydia helped Brumhild fire up the remaining rune, and Lydia was able to cast Detect Magic, revealing the words of the curse. By reversing the order of the words in the spell, the curse was lifted and Lydia's family, the esteemed Stonewall family of powerful mages, were returned to their original states, reuniting them with their daughter. But not before commenting on the magical draw of their academy tattoos. The duo was able to pick a treasure from the Stonewall's vault. Brumhild went with a refreshing beer, whereas Elaine dropped a potion of Restore Age, which ended up sucking even more life out of him. Yet again, a simple task was met with crazy curveballs and breaking curfews. Headmaster Reedville, upon seeing an even older Elaine, put him in detention where he now sits. As their studies further, real tasks and trials will be set. With the number of students dwindling at the academy each week, will our heroes be able to pass their crucial tasks to keep studying at the academy, to master this raw magic inside them once and for all? Ah, so a new day has dawned at the academy, and you can feel this air of not quite despair, but seriousness. Because before it was all fun and games and getting new weapons and new armor, but now you're really feeling the severity of responsibility. Since these tasks have been put forward, people are failing or showing their true colors, and you are noticing the number of students are less every single week. Since the students, though, have several mounts at their disposal, the headmaster has been setting trials for select students to compete, if they're available at the academy, of course, Brumhild. Elaine has been spending the last few days in detention. He managed to get a message to Brumhild. So this is what Elaine wants to say.
Oh my gosh.
Vasis, how do I... Huh?
Elaine, you're muted. Elaine, hit the mute button.
Too old. He doesn't understand technology. It actually goes so perfectly with his message.
Elaine? Are you there? Does anyone know how to talk to Elaine?
You see a flash in the scrying pool.
And he's Vasis, like, how do I... Huh? Am I supposed to turn it on here? What is...
It's the mute button.
Is it recording? I don't even know if it's recording anymore. Huh? What? Where? Okay, oh, no. Look, here I am in detention.
Oh, let me surmise then. You can't
it's
hear
me,
us.
It's me, Elaine,
I can talk.
Your friend, right, and so I'm sending this message to you. Brumhild, hi, hello. How are you? I miss you very much. This detention is rough. I've been in here for... I don't even know. I can't even remember. Listen. Things are not going great for me. You know, I have been asked to really consider me being here at the school and, with everything that's been going on. And I had a one-on-one with Headmaster Reedville, and it went, well, I'll tell you about it later. It's kind of boring. I'll tell you about it later. But I'm using some of the last of my magics to send this message to you just to say, I hope you're doing good. I hope you're doing well. And I hope to see you soon. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, am I supposed to hit this button here? Turn that there. Oh, was I not recording that whole time?
So he's struggling with, you know, getting older and his age, and he's having a lot of time in isolation to think about his actions and his future at the academy.
Okay.
I mean, could have been you in there, Broomhild.
Well, I don't know what to do without my best friend, my only friend. And so I have this note, and I realize that like we really need to take things more seriously. And I'm kind of strolling along, looking sad in the mouth, long in the face.
But you have a new friend right now, because the remaining students have entered the main hall where Headmaster Reedville is standing at the podium trying to address all of you. Again, the mood is definitely quite somber. And he says to you all, as you may have heard, I recently sent out Emerald, Haven, and Harukuma on a special quest to retrieve an item of utmost importance. Haven returned with an unconscious Emerald who is recovering from a nasty bump to the head in the healer's hall. But Hack is nowhere to be seen. I have tried contacting him through his tattooed crest, and he is still alive, that I can sense, but is not responding. We must get that item back. It is of utmost importance. That item needs to make its way back. But we also need to find Hack too. We must, getting him back alive is also very, very important. And he kind of like breaks the group up, ends the discussion, but walks up to Haven. Now Haven here obviously has gone on the quest to retrieve the map. She was the witness of what went down, and she knows the last location of Hack. And Headmaster Reedville says, Haven, are you up for trying to retrieve Hack? I know that you know you've had a very heartfelt and exhausting trip to Green Gardens, but do you feel up to going back? I think that was a yes, but you have a spell of mutation on at the moment.
Do I?
Oh, you are such a trickster. Are you okay to go back out there?
I see I have to, because my friend's out there and I'm in here, and that's how you do it.
That is how you do it. I love your upbeat attitude and your goodwill behind it all. Your mount that you have, what was it again?
Ooh.
It's a griffin? Another griffin. That's good. Is it up for going on another adventure, or is it too tired as well? Fantastic. Well, as soon as you guys are ready to go, I will need you to head back out there, because we have to retrieve that student who holds the map. That is important. I cannot believe we lost a student. That is not like the Arcane Academy. This is a very, very tough day. This is very difficult to stomach. Emerald is not in a good way, but she should recover. She should recover. I hope to see you by this evening. Good luck. And Broomhild, if you need to take lamps.
Well, how am I getting roped into this? I didn't lose nobody.
Is this something that you would not like to save a student of the academy?
Well, no, I would, but I keep looking back to see if maybe Elaine might be getting out of detention any
Elaine
second.
Elaine is predisposed Predisposed. I don't know the word.
Predisposed. Predisposed. That I got muddled with.
It's just I don't. He's my school buddy, and I don't go anywhere without him, and I wouldn't know what to do.
Well, that is a concern of mine because I have noticed that you've only worked with Elaine, and thank you, Anthony. I've only noticed that you've worked with Elaine, and that doesn't seem to be bringing out your best side. I believe that you could do and be better, and I need to know that you are a capable student. So consider this a test in itself. Right. Will you go with Heaven to retrieve Hack?
Yeah, you could. You could be a bit nicer. And I march over to Heaven, and I have my little griffin statue, and I'm a little shook up. And Heaven, I don't know if we've met yet. And there's definitely a height disparity. I'm a Goliath rogue, and so I'm about 7.5-8 feet tall, maybe Heaven, taller.
Heaven is a gnome.
And Heaven is a gnome.
If you two haven't met, please exchange niceties and get to know one another, because you will need to be a team going into today. I will leave you to it. Heaven, maybe tell them about the time that you surged your new ability. And Broomhild, maybe tell them about every test you failed in the school. Okay, bye. And with that, Headmaster Reedville is gone. Make your introductions.
Wow. What is that guy's problem?
A lot of repressed energy.
Yeah. Hell, I should think so. All right. Well, let's go rescue your friend. How did they get lost? Where's what is it? Green Garden? Where it is?
Green Garden, yes. That's the last place that I saw Herr Alkamar.
Right. Well, do you know how to get back?
I do, but we're going to get a map, but it's not the map that I have to get back there.
Oh, great. So it sounds like we've got it figured out then. And I'm glancing back every few feet. I'm like, maybe Elaine will be here, because it's not historically true that I'm the brains of an operation. And so I'm just deeply nervous. But we get outside and I summon Lamps, my griffin.
Tell them about your griffin.
Okay. Well, the griffin started out a little ferocious, then very, very depressed, then slightly less depressed, and then we found him a snake, and now he has a friend, and a little green garden snake kind of pokes out of the griffin armpit and goes, "Mee mee." That's the story of my griffin Lamps. I hope you like it. Tell me about your griffin then.
Oh, this is my griffin, and her name is Harry.
What? You are a gnome of few words.
No, I like a lot of words, actually. And it's so much fun, because I was going to tell you that I'm really excited to be my friend, May You Please.
I look around to see if anybody's here to help me.
There's no one.
There's no one here to help me.
I would now like to get uncomfortably close to your face and go, "May you please?"
What is the answer you're looking for?
You can't quite get close to her face, but you are basically staring at her belly button.
What happens if I say yes?
We'll be friends.
Oh no. okay, yes, absolutely.
Done.
Do you guys want to exchange what your gifts are? What your special abilities are?
Sure. Is this out of character?
No.
In character?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Okay. So I guess in a way, in like to try to maybe hide from this person, Broomhild goes and her armor and weapons and everything, her skin all blends into the wall that she has pressed herself against.
Can Haven roll to see perception, basically?
A two.
Broomhild is completely camouflaged in front of Haven's eyes. You having a laugh, cannot see anything anymore, except that to anyone else, there's a bulge coming out of the wall, but to Haven, you've gone invisible completely. Haven, did you want to show Broomhild your ability?
Okay. Yeah. So, because we haven't really met, my name is Haven. Haven Ariel Goodtime. And I'm really excited to... Did you know that sometimes I like people a whole lot and I like them so much and I like stuff that they do that I do what they do and I absorb what they can do and I'm able to do it for a whole little time.
And with that, Haven also turns what looks like invisible as she adopts the surroundings behind her and also goes completely camouflage.
Whoa! Broomhild goes back to normal and she's like, oh, you can die too. I've never met anybody else. And now I'm looking around to see if anybody's around, but I'm super excited about it. Like, oh, there's another one. I, that's what I'll do. I'm delighted. I'm delighted.
I can do what I like.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
Alrighty. So we've got Lamps, who is about a 4 out of 10 today. Which isn't so bad, but thanks for asking. Like, there's bad days and sort of bad days, but this one's just a sort of bad day as he hangs out with a little snake, but realizes that time is of the essence and so bows down for you to mount the mount.
I mount the mount.
Just mount the mount. Haven, I'm going to need you to roll since you are a gnome and that is a big griffin. You can get a plus. Well, no, actually, no, you can't.
Eight?
Cool. Broomhild, you're gonna have to help it.
Oh, all right. Okay, so I'm astride this thing, but I see that you're having a problem, so I'll just reach my arm down to grab for your little hand.
I appreciate the help. Thank you, please.
Cool. Now she's completely absorbed your power.
Oh!
Not from you, but is able to continue the ability use.
Oh, okay, cool.
So you guys are in the air, soaring around. Luckily, Haven remembers the exact location because she has just been there the day before. And you are circling this beautiful citadel. It is called Green Gardens. It is opulent with luscious gardens, which the high elves that habitat this, like, yeah, oh my God, words today, that, you know, live here, reside here. They pride themselves on these gardens. There are high walls surrounding the citadel. It is very much stay inside instead of going outside. And there are green trailing plants everywhere. What you are trying to find is the library, and that's super, super easy because back in the citadel, there is a glistening tall tower. Obviously, Green Gardens prides itself again on knowledge, education, and in this library held a lot, like, just years and decades and centuries of archived information. And so you can kind of see, yeah, where the library sits in terms of the citadel. We do have a picture of it if you guys would like.
Hey.
A little image of kind of where you're going, where you're soaring into. This is Green Gardens.
Jeez Louise. Okay.
And from there, armed with the knowledge of where she last saw Hack, Haven can direct you through the citadel.
Okay.
What? Hello. Can you help us, please?
I look around to see if there's anybody else flying on the back of this griffin or if it's just me. Can I do like a perception check to see if I can?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I got 3, which is better than 2.
It's just you.
Okay. I'm trying to help you find your friend, yeah?
Yes, we need to go down, may you please?
Yes. Oh yeah, absolutely. Lamps down. And lamps
and it goes down. It sure does. And it does it in a, let's find out how well. Oh, 19. Miss Griffin.
Attaboy.
Knows how to land a landing. Lamps and lands. You know what I'm saying? This thing does a little circle. It's like communicating with the ground team. It's nice. Like coming in nice and hot. It does a little barrel roll as it lands right in the main promenade where the library is behind you, and a main circuit like the hustle and bustle, the marketplace, a tavern is all on this main street.
Okay.
And then it gracefully bows while you exit off.
And so I do. Wait, so this is a city that we've come to?
Yep.
Wow. Okay, cool.
Have you been to a city before, Broomhild?
Yeah, plenty of times. Absolutely not. No. It's amazing.
All right, so Haven, you're leading. Where yeah. do you go?
Fall in your lead. Haven. Haven.
Haven. I believe we are going to the library in the Green Gardens.
Excellent. Excellent. I know exactly where that is because I saw it on the flyover.
Oops, tavern.
Well, you head into the library and straight away you can see the main sort of like staff and all of like the robe wearing people who run the library start to question if they recognize this small statured bright faced gnome and start to get incredibly inquisitive and possibly look like they are generating more help to sort a potential situation.
That looks precarious to me. So maybe we should go to the tavern. I'll show you something fun. Is there a bouncer at the door?
It's funny that you say that. So you walk into the main promenade and you see this establishment called the tavern of this particular area in town, because it's near the library. It's the upscale area there. You see a swinging sign of polished wood that says Hex marks the spot.
Nice.
And outside, as you can see very clearly, who is not trying to hide at all, a burling bouncer sits in plain sight at this entrance of the establishment. This place is not for everyone.
And we're both kids, right? Like,
how old are you?
We're in high school. I'm 17.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think we should go in there. That looks a little rough for me.
No, it'll be okay. Go inside, may you please?
Okay. I approach the bouncer. Mm-hmm. And I try to look as old, which is mostly just tall to me.
Help! Help!
Quiet there, mate. The bouncer is also a Goliath and manages to be another 2 feet on you.
Woo!
Yeah.
Did you hear someone yelling for help just then?
It's a tavern. What you expect? He's yelling all the time.
And shouldn't you help him? I try to look past him to see if I can find the source of this.
Roll a perception.
Yes. Got this. Come on. 13.
Yeah. Okay, cool. With your height advantage, he's not being super aggressive. He's just like, that's how Goliath talk to one another. It's just like all blunt, all. Yeah. You peer over his shoulder and you can see a little bit of a scene being caused at one of the tables in the establishment. What you see kind of at a glance looks like a nearly naked gnome surrounded by very, very well-dressed elves.
Okay, so if Goliaths talk real straight to each other and like brusque, this is now the character moment that we're having as Goliaths. But like, you need to move now, mate. You're in my way, and that's my gnome.
I don't get paid to move, mate. What your deal?
Damn it.
What is your deal? Sorry, I'm still learning to talk.
No, me like drop sounds.
Listen, not paid for brain. Paid for muscle.
Oh, I flex too.
Yeah. Now listen, mate. Yeah, we did chest bump. Listen. I know you can appreciate this. I gotta help that person. There's a person in there. Don't have no clothes. Let me in, mate. That's the right thing to do.
That runt your mate? Oh. Yeah.
Well, you listen.
Well fucked, eh?
I blush a little. I'm not used to this rough language. And I say, well, listen, just because we big and they're small, they got big hearts too. We need to help.
Look, this one needs all the help he can get. But my problem is you guys are underage. What's this? His sister? Is that his little sister? Look at this little thing. And like just pats having on the head like it's a little doll dog.
Hello. I have to reach up. Can I reach up and grab his hand?
Yeah.
And I'm going to stop him because I don't like being patronized. And I'm going... Can I absorb the ability to check IDs at the door and check his ID?
And you can get his strength too. Roll for me.
No, just the ID, please.
Just the ID.
Just the ID.
18.
Yeah. Did you want to see my identification?
Show me your ID, may you please?
And he just fishes around in his pockets, just dumbfounded. He's like, I don't think I'll get an ID for being a bouncer. I can't prove it.
You can't prove you're a bouncer? Then I think you need to move out the way, mate.
Yeah, I'm going to move out of the way. I feel really embarrassed.
Managed to come inside.
I might sit. Yeah, okay. Now in you go. I mean, we're all friends. Here, I guess.
Hey, you remember this part.
Alrighty, so you have successfully gotten past the bouncer and inside you see a naked known butt holding on with all desperation. That's the word today. Holding on to his smalls, the briefs that he is wearing, because that is the only thing left on the body. And you look around.
It's
not even
worth anything, man. Like, this is what do you get? You get nothing out of it, man.
I own everything you own. Do you know that?
Okay, well, then, like, can I borrow a pair of briefs?
How unfortunate for you that you have to resort to borrowing something to cover your nether regions. I believe they call this rock bottom. Hack, was it? The noise that you spit up when you have something in your throat.
I mean, it's pronounced that way, but I don't really think of it that way.
You'll do kindly to just shut your mouth.
Hack.
Roll perception.
Who?
Anyone who wants to see what's happening in the tavern?
Hell yeah.
I got 11.
Mm-hmm. Heaven?
Seven.
Heaven got seven. Okay. So you look around. Obviously, you see that this is a... Oh, just read my notes. You guys could have guessed the password. Oh, that would have been a good one. You immediately obviously notice the shrieks of the stoner gnome artificer.
Yep.
Could never get that one. Artificer. Who appears to be wearing very little. He's holding onto the only remaining piece of cloth as a brute tries to pry it from him. This tavern is kept pretty spotless by the well-kept barman. There is fine wood and antique furnishings that make up the interior. There's fine art on the wall. There's even a statue of a female minotaur or a genitor, which is proudly displayed. And then you see this noble high elf who is impeccably dressed. He is tall and lean, with long black hair, with fingers glistening with rings and gems, and an expensive looking ruby red velvet doublet with fine gold thread. I don't know how you got that with a 13 and a 7 or a whatever. But the high elf turns to you and sees two people enter his tavern without the bouncer doing his job and sneers down his nose at them, even though Broomhild towers over him. Who are you entering this establishment unannounced?
I look down at you, Haven.
Hello.
Hello.
You have to know my name. I don't really like to talk to strangers.
The only thing stranger about this is this strange situation that you have presented yourself with. What are you? Who are you?
Evan! What up?
That's my best friend.
Hey!
That
what's going on? Cool. You came for me!
I missed you.
Oh my gosh. It is so good to see. It's so good. Thank you for coming. And thank you for bringing somebody tall.
I see what's happening. You've brought the people that will pay your debt. Now I will talk to you. Hello. Show me your gold. Show me your jewels. Show me anything expensive. We are talking.
Claudius, can I have one moment with my entourage? Just a moment.
Can you even afford one moment?
How much is that, like, metaphorical? Give me one second. I'll be right back. And I go over to Haven and Broomhild, and I'm just like, so, Haven, funny story. You're gonna love this, man. You're gonna love this. It is classic. Had the map, had my stuff, thought I would step into the tavern for like a split sec, just like a quick, while I was waiting on you to get back. And I might have gambled everything away, like everything. Do you have any money on you? Specifically, do you have like 10,000 gold on you?
I
don't think I've ever had 10,000 gold on me.
Yeah, that's fair, but I had to ask. Hey, do you have 10,000 gold on you? Or like maybe you have 5 and having you have 5, that would be like super chill.
No, I don't have 5 gold, mate. I'm sorry.
Some friends you have.
I mean, like, friendship is more than material stuff, Claudius. I wouldn't expect you to understand that.
This is how it's going to go. Claudius Maximus here. I do not accept no money paid when money is owed. So I'm going to start by cutting your toes. If not all the way off, then mostly off. And then I'll move to your ankles. And from your ankles, I will slide the blade up to your calf muscles. Whether they stay inside your body or not is totally up to your anatomy. I don't know what gnomes do there. And then your knees will go next. Am I making myself clear?
It seems like a generally upward trend. Is that what I'm guessing? Cool.
Yes, your downward spiral will be going up.
That's clever.
Thank you.
I feel obligated to inform you that we're just kids.
I can see that. How did you get inside this establishment?
Oh, your bouncer and I, we go way back. Look, this is already some kind of burglary, some kind of mail fraud, some all It's illegal. It's a kid.
This is illegal, man. This is crazy. That's what I've been saying. This is crazy.
This is crazy.
What you don't understand is that this little tiny gnome of a gentleman walked into this establishment knowing full well that we are a high roller table. Unfortunately for your friend, he only nailed the high part. He has bet absolutely every possession that is on him, and that doesn't cover the debt that faced. It's not my fault that he's terrible at cards, at dice, at any game that he's trying to play with us.
The thing is, usually, and you know this, Haven, usually, like, when I'm stoned, I get laser focus on the dice, and also if I close one eye, I can drive a wagon perfectly. But today, like, something was off. I don't know what it was. And that's on me. Like, I'm willing to admit that that's on me. But also, I feel like it is illegal that they let me gamble here.
Hold on a second, may you please? You bet everything that you had.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Where's the map?
See, now here is the funniest part of the story, Haven.
Oh, you mean this map?
So not funny haha, but like funny interesting. The map's like the only thing I had that was worth enough money to buy into the game. And you know, normally I'm very good. Normally I'm very good. If you asked me to walk a line right now, I could do it.
That's not a very good move. May you please stop?
Well, I can't stop because it's already done. I'm sorry.
Evan. Excuse me, person snooty accent, please.
I assume you must be talking to me.
Snooty accent?
Ugh. Look, it's not the least disgusting thing I've heard today, but go on.
What's the most disgusting thing you've heard today?
Not this right now, may you please?
There was a new way I've heard a testicle being named. It wasn't my favorite. We can keep it with testicle. Let's just say. Sorry, what were you saying, small, tiny woman gnome?
So
we're both
going to pull out her paddle.
I just want you to know, like, first of all, for gnomes, we're both above average size. And like, this is just indicative of what your social group and your particular bubble is like, because you would know that if you like hung out with different kinds of folks every once in a while. Mm. She's very tall for a gnome.
I'm actually confused about why you think I possibly care.
That's fair, okay.
What were you saying, somewhat vibes, taller okay. than average gnome woman?
See, you don't have to like it, but I'm glad that you respect it.
So she's going to start playing with her little paddle ball that she carries around. I'd like to talk to you properly. May you please give me your hand?
I don't touch beings unless you are exchanging money or jewels.
It's profitable.
Then go on. What do we have? Are we making a bet? Are we shaking on something? What will you bet me?
Well, what I'd like to do is make the best deal that I possibly can. And I want to absorb the snooty voice to barter.
Yeah, okay. You're talking my language. What
Dude,
have you
this
got
is
on?
My this is my favorite shit. Watch this shit. Haven does this shit all the time. This is good shit.
Understandably, our friend here is an imbecile.
Okay, it's not the best shit. Like, it'll get better in a minute, but normally it's very good shit.
And being as such, I, of course, am not accountable for the actions and misdeeds of my good friend here. However, the item that you possess is quite important to a mission that I am on. And I give you my word that I will come back and make him pay his debt. As long as you give me that map right now.
I do not take a word as a payment. That's very cute though. You sound fantastic. The only problem is, the only way you'll be leaving that door with my map is if you pay 10,000 gold pieces or over my dead body.
Okay. And I want to like throw the paddle, like hit the paddle ball so that the ball hits him right between the eyes.
Alrighty, roll for me. You're nice and close as well, so I'll give you a plus two.
19.
Okay. You have ka-doinked so hard that this ball has like hit it smack bang in the eyes. What is your point and purpose with this? Because it will be effective.
I would like to distract him enough to grab the map and scream run.
Okay. Yeah. So Claudius Maximus is going, what on earth? Did you just hit a ball in my face? That was nearly the testicle description, actually. And is completely distracted by this really random moment because he's never been hit in the face with a ball before. So Claudius is absolutely distracted. The only problem is the barkeep is not.
So I would like to know, am I near a table at this tavern?
Yeah,
pretty close
right
to a
table. Main
table.
Yeah.
Great. What's on the table right now?
A set of cards that have kind of been disturbed in what looked like to be fury. Some dice as well from the dice game that was playing, and three empty glasses.
I'm gonna grab an empty glass, and I rolled a 16. I want to infuse it with returning weapon.
Go on.
So returning weapon allows me to take any object and basically turn it into a magical boomerang that always comes back to me.
Does it?
Okay. That's an artificer skill. So I am going to go ahead and throw the glass at the bartender.
Yep.
And hit him right between the eyes as well. And then catch it and run forward for the map.
So you're just using a glass as a boomerang?
I'm using a glass as a boomerang, yeah.
Okay, and you rolled a 16, so it hit the barkeep in the face. So both of them are holding their foreheads now, one of them in confusion, the other one with blood trickling down it through his fingers.
And Hax screams, yoink! And grabs the map and starts running and says, anything is legal if you say yoink! And like goes running out of the tavern.
And as you go running out of the tavern, a very big looming form steps with all of his big bulking form in front of the door and goes, ha ha, yoink. Good word. Nice try. Not today.
I roll a 17 to throw my magical glass at
him. We are officially in combat.
Oh, no.
Roll for initiative. I roll a 17. I roll a 28. I roll a 56.
I roll an 11.
I got a 6. Calm
16.
Down.
Okay. So for some reason, this gnome likes to live. Hack is first. Bouncer is next. Haven is next. Then it's Claudius. And then it's Brumhild. There is a shadowy figure that's been in the corner as well, watching this all go down as a patron of the bar. And they stay there, still lurking in the shadows. With a two. With a two. Alrighty, so Hack, you're up. That roll didn't count. Roll again, please.
Okay.
And show it to me.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't know if I can move my camera, but I will. That is a 10.
Yep. What are you rolling for?
So I am going to... It's going to be cantrip firebolt, I think.
You're going to firebolt?
I'm going to firebolt the feet of the bouncer.
You don't have any weapons or armor on you, so yeah, cast a spell.
I mean, I do have a magical drinking glass mod, and I think you're forgetting about that.
I mean, it broke when it hit the dude in the face.
Did it?
I mean, how hard did you hit him? You hit him with a 16.
I mean, pretty hard.
Yeah.
I mean, how thick are the glasses? I don't know. We're finding all these things out as we go.
It's a nice place. It is a nice place.
That's what I'm saying. It's run by these high elves. Is a 12 gonna hit the bouncer?
Why did a 12 turn into go from a 10? I'm pretty sure you.
No, I thought it was a 10. How? Let me ask you this. How does fungions work in combat?
Well, when you rolled a 10, your 10 is what it is, unless I beforehand. Okay. So usually you actually say what you're going to do.
Right.
And then I'll do a deduction or an increase.
All right. Great.
And then you roll.
Great.
So you rolled a 10, then said fireball, then called it a 12. Oh, how?
Well, because I rolled again because I didn't know how this worked.
Oh, okay.
The 10 hits. Do I have to roll for damage?
No.
Okay.
You rolled a 10. It singed the ankle.
Great.
It landed, but it didn't do too much damage.
Easy. Okay.
Yeah, that's your 10. Bouncer. Ow! That didn't really hurt, but it singed my ankle. And it's going to come, and because you're low, I guess it's going to do a boop, and it's going to try and hit you upwards.
He's going to volleyball bump me?
Yeah.
You're getting spiked, son.
That's a 16. You get air. So you are nearly naked and you just get clobbered and you fly up. Can you roll to see?
Yoink!
Can you roll to see how you landed it?
Sure.
Does he still have the map in his hands?
That's a one.
Yes.
So you are, everything goes slow motion when this is happening. And you are like, no. And you're rolling around. The map flies out of your hand slowly falls throughout the air. And then you're probably around here when you're in your rotation as you land on your neck at a pretty shitty angle. And you are rendered absolutely incapacitated for your next turn.
Oh my God. Oh no.
One.
It's cool. It's cool.
I know how bad that looked.
No, like, give me two secs. I'm back in it.
And the bouncer, just because it feels like it's got camaraderie with you, Brumhild goes.
Yeah.
Heaven, it's your turn. Are you muted?
I was.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go after the bouncer, mm-hmm. but I also have to, I can do it this way. I would like to use magic missile.
Yep.
And I would like to create one here, aim for the bouncer and aim for the club guy. Did I get the map back? Is it in my position?
You will have to go and retrieve
it. It's currently flying through the air. Oh, please let me roll something cool.
Yeah. Roll to retrieve it. You're going to have to jump. Jump, everybody.
Do I still get to?
Depends how you want. What do you want to do first? Do you want to do the magic missile or do you want to get the map?
I have to see how I roll because there's something really cool in my head ball.
Okay. So what are you going to do first?
Try to do the magic missile first.
All right. Magic missile first. You roll to see how effective it is because magic missile hits. So just roll to see how effective it is. And you're doing one at the bouncer and one at Claudius.
Yes.
Okay. So one apiece. Let's roll to see how effective.
One apiece, and then I have three. So can I have a reserve?
Depends how well you roll.
Seventeen.
Right. Okay. So the bouncer who was like, gets its arm smacked back and it's like, oh, and so now its arm is like quite numb and it's right-handed. So that's not great at all. And you were also going for Claudius. Claudius at the moment is just kind of like watching all these things unfold because he doesn't really want to get into it. But he gets struck in the chest by a magic missile. And so he's kind of like struggling for breath at the moment, but also really annoyed that you got his expensive doublet ruined with a hole in the middle. You have a third magic missile. What would you like to do with it?
I would like to say, I don't want to have to use another. May you please give me map.
The map's floating in the air. No.
Well, that's what I wanted to try and jump and grab it, but I need to make a threat and sound cool.
Ah, okay.
Okay. You roll to jump because you're a gnome, so negative two.
Five.
You do not grab the map. In fact, you push air from your grasp attempt and it gets a little bit higher and in another direction, floating overhead in the tavern space.
You ever see that fantasy Mickey Mouse cartoon where he's got the tickets to the fantasy opera and he just keeps trying to grab them?
Is that what I'm borrowing this off? This isn't my idea.
No, I'm just asking if anybody's seen it because I'm reminded of it right now.
Is this Hack or Anthony?
This is Hack.
Oh, got it.
If it was Anthony, he wouldn't put the fantasy in front of me.
If it was,
no, we have regular Mickey Mouse here.
If it was Anthony, his eyes would be all the way open. Got it. Okay. It is Claudius's turn, and he's looking down at his singed doublet and looks straight at Haven, and he goes, "That could have possibly been the stupidest thing that you've done today." And he pulls out a very fine blade, and he charges at you. And doesn't get very far because he almost sees his reflection in the blade and he's like, "Oh, you are a handsome devil, aren't you?" That was a six. So he's got his blade out now, but he didn't actually effectively use the blade. It is now Brumhild's turn.
Okay. Will you set me up this scene? I think that there are like maybe two gnomes in midair, like in slow motion around me, and like everybody lunging at everyone else.
The one gnome is prone on the ground. The other one is flying through the air, grasp something. Okay. The bouncer is in the doorway with a very heavy pins and needled arm. And Claudius is in the middle facing Haven, looking at his reflection.
Okay. So I am, as Haven is the one streaking through the air trying to grab the map. Yeah. Haven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, so I remember this move that this Goliath bartender bouncer guy, the bouncer, pulled on my new friend, Hack, that like table tennis spike. And I do that, but to Haven, to like help get her the rest of the way to the map.
Aww,
I turn the butt of my dagger, like, "Yeah, you got this." And then boop, right on the booty to give her that extra lift.
Okay, cool. Give me a +2 because you're a Goliath.
Yay! 17.
Oh, dun, 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 dun.
Whoa.
Yes, roll to retrieve with a +3. Haven. Muted.
16.
Another 16. Is that including
13 plus 3.
Got it. 16 total. All right. So you have finally, with the help and aid of getting another 3 feet propulsion into the air, you have managed to grab onto the map. It is in your clutches at the moment. Brumhild, is that your entire turn?
If I can do something else, let's see. I guess if I go boop like that with this hand, then I'm trying to, I don't actually think I want to hurt anybody, but I'd like to try to hamstring somebody, like maybe just get their pants tangled up. Nothing, no blood, no like skin. I don't want to hurt them.
Are you wedging someone?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, but with a dagger, a dagger wedgie.
No, that sounds fatal. That sounds more fatal than everything you were trying to avoid.
Is it still with the butt of the, is it the butt in the butt?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, of course. Yep, blade. Not pointed toward the target, and I got a 14.
You're double butting. Who are you trying to butt?
I'm double butting Haven, and then whoever is closest to me on this right side, which I think is the bartender, maybe Claudius.
Probably be the bartender.
Okay, sounds good.
Oh,
you need a roll for that too.
Yeah.
A 17.
10. Yep, totally. He's down. He's like, "Ow! I haven't felt that since high school when I got bullied."
Whoa!
Oh, it was an arc.
They punched us exclusively in the butt.
I want to know from Brumhild, aka Bumhild, what was it like with an existential moment of realizing the bullied has become the bully?
Oh no! then I feel like a bully. I feel like maybe I was the bully just then, and then I surge.
Yeah, roll for D20 for me.
Two. This is not gonna be good. That's not good. Oh, don't like that. Not a bit.
STS has decided that you grow a hunchback.
Oh no!
And your charisma plummets.
Oh no! It's all I had. I have a hunchback now. Oh, yes. This is not going to make the bullying any better. Oh no!
Does that emotional reaction elicit another surge?
Yes.
Oh, again.
Oh, it's a three.
Oh my God, Brumhild!
Oh no, the ghost of Elaine haunts me.
All right, keeping in mind you're in a tavern, you now possess, thank you to the void sorcerer, the curse of Calvin. The player melts whenever they touch water for the rest of the episode.
You got turbo-teened.
I know.
I'm sorry, you got fantasy turbo-teened.
So, Brumhild, that's your turn. And don't forget your other two. If you have any heightened emotions, please let me know so we can roll a surge for you. But Hack, it is your turn. You can see that Haven has the map in her hand, but you are prone and you cannot do anything. Would you like to say anything?
Yeah, Hack is just going to be like, you two are doing great. This is good work. I'm almost back up in it. I'm almost caught my breath. It's doing so good. Haven, I'm so glad you came. You're my best friend. I love you.
And with that, the bouncer with a dead arm realizes that it can't really swing or punch. So it's going to run towards an airborne Haven and tackle her. With a 16.
Oof.
Can you please roll? If you get a 12 or higher, you hold onto the map.
Six.
Cool. So the bouncer, realizing it's just a little bit limp on that way, uses its weight, thrusts itself into the gnome. She goes sprawling. The map flies out of her hand. Haven, it is your turn.
I still think you're doing great, buddy.
I'm still gonna keep scrambling to try to get. Well, I'm falling down at this point. Like, I'm on the floor.
Yeah, we have a reroll. Who did it? Whose reroll was it? Who did that? 1 second, guys. Nathan Swap has used his reroll for having to try and keep the map in her hand.
Yes! Yes!
So thank Nathan for this one. Wow. Reroll to see if you can get a 12 or higher to hold onto the map.
I feel like I should switch dice. No,
yes, please.
Second, right?
Getting a whole new dice.
Yeah, get a good one. Burn the whole last bag. That's what I would do.
Reroll.
Hype.
This is my third time switching dice this game, so.
Yikes.
A natural one.
Oh, no. No. No.
Now, are we allowed to get that
six? Will someone reroll? There are 13 DM pass holders that have the ability to reroll. Nathan just goes, oh no.
Oh my God.
You remember in Big Daddy where she was like, we wasted the good surprise on you. I wasted all my good rolls earlier.
Talk to me.
Come on, DM
Michelle
pass.
Michelle has used her reroll.
Oh, Michelle, thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you. This is an ASMR fantasy. Thank you for your reroll.
Michelle has used her reroll for you to roll a 12 or higher to hold onto the map.
Please,
what
Kristen.
Are you rolling? What did you roll? What
Christina?
The fuck
Christina, lie. Lie about it.
Christina, just lie.
Just say a big number. Say 14. Nobody's going to think it's a lie. Just lie about it.
That's why she doesn't work at Wizards anymore. That's her fucking, that's always her advice to fucking players. That's why she's not allowed back in the building. Did they tell you that?
Michelle has just commented, no. What did you roll? You did
another one?
No, it's a 12. I just would be
oh no.
If you are lying, roll a deception.
Oh my god.
Who's rolling
if
a deception?
You're lying, roll a deception.
Five.
Fucking hell. All right, cool. I saw through that.
Well, your deception is better than your fucking map roll. You're a better liar than you are map grabber, so we got to give you that.
We're going overtime. With the one to retrieve the map, you push it into what's his name? Claudius's hands. And he goes, And now Claudius is
Ew.
Like at this point, I just have to ask, like, are we sure the map is worth it? Like, are we positive?
Wait, well,
a milestone accomplishment.
But you will have your lives, so that's something. It is your choice. Like, but that was Haven's turn. So Claudius, it's Claudius's turn.
Like what? Like how important is a good school these days, though? You know, like you can learn everything you need to learn. Like I'm kind of an autodidact. You know what I mean?
So, so Claudius is putting the map in his pocket, and he's clicking at the bouncer to take care of the situation.
I want to try to steal it. Can I steal? I want to steal the map from him. This is what I do.
It's your turn. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, plus three. Steal.
Plus three. Yeah. Not even kidding. Nat 20, baby.
So plus three is relevant. As he turns to leave,
she held it to the camera on 20. That's. I mean,
that's
there's no way.
That's how you prove it.
That's how you know.
So he turns with an air of obnoxiousness and just goes, take care of it. And as he's turned, you have already, with your big meaty hands, slipped into the pocket, retrieved it between your fingers, put it down your armor, and went, okay.
Yeah, we're all-
successfully taken the map with that 20. And
inherited wealth is not the same as virtue. Okay, we'll see you later.
So, yes, as Nathan says, sleight of motherfucking hands. Claudius has gone into the back room. He has absolutely left. He thinks it's all being taken care of. The bartender is on the ground holding his butt, also not liking the fact that his head has been bleeding. So he feels completely overwhelmed. The bouncer, seeing kind of what you did, being so impressed with the stealth of it, just knocks shoulders with you and went, I won't tell if you won't.
And do a little underhand, like,
Would you learn that? Would you learn that?
Oh, I went to Goliath Central High School in Goliathburg.
Oh, GCH.
GCH.
Well, so I was alum 119.
I was alum. Well, just this past year, 124. I'm just got out. I'm a magic school. Very
what are you
young.
Doing there? You're at magic school.
I got a magic school. I
got a tattoo. Show me the tattoo.
Well,
is it true?
Yes,
well,
yeah. Well,
oh, man, you're gonna go so far. You're gonna go so far. Don't forget about me, Bound. I want to be called Bounce Sim because I'm a dude, but like I'm Bouncer, but it's cool. It's cool. It's cool.
I like them both. I think you're great. I'm going to come back. Don't get in trouble. Don't get in trouble.
So with that, you've made a best friend for life.
Yes.
A Bouncer, as they say. Yes. Oh, I will upgrade
to Bouncer.
Hack stands up, pulls up his briefs. It's like, it was a pleasure. Doing business with all of you. We'll be back. I promise I'm good for it. Thank you so much. I'll get you for the glass too. All right.
I'll make sure he never come back. Don't worry about it.
I'm not even worried. Do I look worried? I don't
look worried. You don't look worried.
I'm worried. I'm a Goliath. And then you have the lamps as kind of hearing these shrieks of delight and this woo woo woo, and knows that to be the calling sound. And so, yeah, lamps is just in, knowing that there's only two gnomes can carry the weight. You've still got the map. Away you go and head back to the academy. Mm-hmm. Roll to see how fast you will take.
11.
Yeah, you get there in great time. You find good air, wind.
The best air, the best wind.
Well, no, just an 11, so it's pretty average, but it's not so bad. Not bad. And you make your way back to the academy. As you are flying, the tattoo throbs and you understand that the tattoo draws you to the secret location. And because you all have your tattoo, which I totes forgot to tell you guys about, but you got a tattoo on your wrist of the crest of the high school that you're in, it lets you into the threshold, which is obviously completely, it's got defensive magic in so that no one who doesn't have the tattoo can get in. So because you have it, thank you, look at that heaven. Because you have those tattoos, you can get into the grounds.
I look at Brunhild before we get in. It's like, hey, I just want to say I'm probably going to be killed for this. And before I do, I just want to say, like, thanks for coming for me. That was real chill. I'm Harakumar. Harakumar White Castle.
I quit. I quit the show.
That's what it took. I was wondering.
Wow. Broomhild doesn't know why, but she can't bring herself to shake your hand. And she kind of...
Is it because I'm naked? It's probably because I'm mostly naked.
She kind of gags a little, like, yeah, that's what it is.
All right. That's fair.
When was the last time Broomhild saw a naked torso?
In the mirror? In the mirror, definitely within the last week, but in real life, it does not happen too often. Yeah. But, you know, he's way down there. It's really only the top of his head that she can see.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Cool. So you make your way back into the academy, and in the main hall, upon entering the big main doors of the hall, you see Reedville standing there. He was obviously made aware of your arrival into the school grounds, and he immediately just says, did you get the map?
Oh, yeah. Actually.
Don't worry, Headmaster. We never lost sight of it, even for a moment. We're happy to report that we have the map. And it was pretty smooth sailing, right? Right, everybody? Pretty smooth sailing, getting that map back.
Heck, disappointment isn't a word that covers.
No, disappointment is a word. It's a feeling, but it is a word.
Asshole. if you could go, is not a word I would use.
I'm sorry, ADHD, that's on me. That's on me.
Cover how I am feeling completely at this moment. If you could go into my office, I will see you in my offices and we will be talking.
May I stop first for pants?
It will be the last thing you do at this school.
Whoa. In that case, I am definitely going to get pants because I'd like to leave with them. Thank you. I will see you in a moment.
I will see you shortly as well. Broomhild, you have obviously shown determination and bravery in helping get this back. Heaven, what happened? Roland, not so great.
I did my best, and you always gotta put your best foot forward.
I do often find myself saying that, looking at my feet going, they're both the best. But in this instance, he was your best friend. You have done all of your trials together. I just feel like this is a reflection of your participation.
Or is it a reflection on your leadership?
You question?
Okay.
Hack does hear this as he's heading up to his room. He would like to turn around. Does he have to roll to turn around?
No, he turns.
Can he come back? No, 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 no. No. She Haven doesn't mean that. Haven doesn't mean that. This was entirely, Headmaster, this was entirely on me. She was so good in the trial. I swear, she was so good in the trial. And it was all my fault. She is also a student
at this academy who can speak for herself. Haven, is this something that you meant?
I said what I said, May, please.
If you could escort Hack to get his pants and then also see me at the office. Thank you. Brumhild, this is something that I wish to share with you. This map is of utmost importance. This is the location for the final shard. An ancient tablet was broken into three pieces. As you can see on the podiums there and there, I hold two out of the three, thanks to the past students. It is a little bit of a thing here at the Academy that if you reclaim one of the hidden pieces of the tablet, then you graduate from the Academy. You now have the location of the shard. You will get to choose which students you get to go on the journey to retrieve the shard with.
Oh, do I need to decide that right now?
I can guess who it might be.
I have my top pick for sure, Headmaster.
And that would be on three. One, two, three.
Elaine.
Harold Kumar.
Get your pants. So now you know what it will take to graduate the Academy. You are very, very close to it. And that is where we conclude today's episode of Fungeons and Flagons. Thank you guys for giving me an extra 20 minutes of that particular episode because my God. But I also want to thank Sirenscape for the cool ambient music. If you want to use it at your table, just head to sirenscape.com. If you want to support the show, just head to patreon.com/geekbomb. I want to quickly read out some of the followers and the subs that happened during the show. JD Callahan, thank you for the follow, along with the Fleens. Chris Stubb, hello. Small Critic, Lucas Shum, Carbs on all that there. I want to thank Michelle for the 100-bit cheer, trying to cheer you guys on with a better roll. Whoops. And to Lucasham for also subbing. Thank you so much, guys. There's a bunch more. And also on YouTube. Thank you so much, guys, for joining along there. I really do appreciate it. I want to give a shout out to our beautiful guests that we had on this for this particular episode, Christina and Anthony. Where can people find you online if they want to get more?
Oh, my goodness. You go ahead.
You can find me on Twitter. About 23 hours a day. Christina Ariel, KrystinaArielle. And yes, I know that's unhealthy. So you can find me there and be sure to tune in on Wednesday for the finale of Pirates of Leviathan on Dimension 20, where we say goodbye to Barbarella Sarsaparilla Ganglin. And that's just where we're at. And it's important to me. So watch it.
Anthony.
Yeah, sure. So you can see me every Friday night on twitch.tv/pixelcircus for Failed Save, a D&D show that I do with some really lovely people. And then every week, if you hit up wehaveconcerns.com, that is my science comedy podcast with Jeff Cannata. I'm at A Carboni everywhere, except for Twitch, where I'm at Anthony Carboni. Twitch, you cowards, give it back to me. It's mine. And you should also check out the VOD from a very fun show that I did this weekend to raise money for direct relief. We're still taking donations. It's called Bright Spot. If you head to twitch.tv/brightspotlive, you can watch that VOD. You can donate and you can help us. We've raised about $35,000 so far for direct relief's efforts for Western wildfire and COVID-19 community relief.
And Kate.
You can find me at Kate Welchachacha, 4 H's. I'm really only on Instagram these days and that barely. So if you want to find me, too bad.
And she's camouflage. She's hard to find. If you do want to check out all of the episodes of Fungeons, because this is number 6, 1 to 5, and this will already be up on the YouTube page. So give that a sub and watch all the episodes there. The after show is going to happen right after this, and it's only for Adventure Pass holders and higher. So make sure you follow on with that. And you can see the wind down episode. We'll talk about moments. We'll talk about rerolls. We'll talk about the lot and character inspiration. And if you've got any fan art that you would like to draw, submit it to the Fungeons subreddit, and we will be showing it next week. Thank you so much for watching Fungeons and Flagons. We'll see you next time. Woo! So long, travelers, and well met.